The corpse fixed an eyeless gaze on us and rattled. Its form was almost skeletal, but its voice was clear as spring in my mind.
"I will never tell you,"
the words snapped at us, shrill and angry.
"He's my child, and nothing else matters."
"Ask for her consent," Lady Michaela said. I gritted my teeth. The corpse's stench turned my stomach, but I persevered. "Do you accept me?" I directed that thought toward the rotting apparition.
"I will never tell you his father's name,"
the corpse rattled.
"I'll carry his secret to my grave."
It's not working. A peculiar buzzing began in my head, and it began hurting. Whether it was because of the dead woman's ferocity or the strength it was taking to maintain contact with her, I wasn't sure. "She's not listening. Try to command her."
"Never. You will never taint my family name with your vile lies."
"I can't." The noise grew worse. I clutched at my head.
"Let her go," Michaela ordered. "Cut through the string that binds you both."
I forced my will through the rope of energy between us, severing our connection. Immediately, the corpse sagged, bereft of life once more, and toppled back into the open grave.